Maybe that was how the cop knew he was an American. Another thing he ought to have predicted was the plethora of Rolls Royces on the street. He hadn't seen more than a handful of them in his life, and while the streets weren't exactly crowded with them, there were more than a few. He himself usually drove around in a 5-year-old VW Rabbit. He stopped at a newsstand to purchase a copy of The Economist and began paging through it instead of watching where he was going as he went down the street. He presently found himself halfway down the wrong block. Ryan stopped dead and thought back to the city map he'd inspected before leaving the hotel. One thing Jack could not do was remember street names, but he had a photographic memory from maps. He walked to the end of the block, turned left, proceeded 2 blocks, then right, and sure enough, there was St. James Park. Ryan checked his watch. He was 15 minutes early. It was downhill past a monument to a Duke of York, and he crossed the street near a longish classical building of white marble. There were not many people around. So much the better, he thought. He'd deliberately come over after the tourist season. Ryan did not like crowds. The Marine Corps had taught him that.
Daddy!
Ryan's head snapped around to see his little daughter running towards him from behind the tree, heedless as usual of her safety. Sally arrived with her customary thump against her tall father. Also as usual, Kathy Ryan trailed behind, never quite able to keep up with their little white tornado. Jack's wife did look like a tourist. Her Canon